Hello everyone, welcome to another edition, St. Louis Baseball Weekly Review. Today is Sunday, April 7th, one day before the eclipse. That's going to be interesting, and I'm here with Wyatt, Mr. Eclipse. How are you?
Good.
Are you ready for the eclipse?
I am.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be about 1:40. It's going to get dark for about 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's from what I've heard, yes.
I have to get the phones out and film it a little bit. But, yeah, I got my glasses, so I'm going out.
I also have mine.
There you go. The week of Cardinal baseball, we're 10 games in of the season. Kind of cool.
Yeah, we're not doing that bad so far.
5-5. We lost the first series to the Dodgers on the road. We won the next two series, so I don't think we can complain too much.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. Obviously, we were kind of complaining the first time because we were looking really bad. But then the next two, we looked way better than the first.
A much respectable team. So we're 5-5, and we haven't had Sonny Gray. So this could, you know, he's coming back Tuesday against Philadelphia. So if he can add a little spark, we could be get a little gain here.
Yeah, I would hope so. He's limited to 65 pitches, I believe.
Yeah, first time out, they're going to go like 65 pitches with him and ease him back in, so the bullpen will need to be ready. But it's all good. They've got a day off tomorrow, so that's fine.
Yeah, I believe they are playing tomorrow.
Oh, they are playing tomorrow, yes. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Philadelphia. They're off Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona, they're going to be tough, that's for sure.
Yeah, they started off a little rough. But yeah, so 5-5, probably about what you would expect. That's about what we are, it seems like. Couple surprises, couple downers. What's your thoughts?
I was not expecting the Pittsburgh Pirates right now to be winning in our division.
Yeah, we're last in the division. We're actually last. We're last in pitching and we're last in hitting. Batting average and ERA in our division, we are last. So it is what it is, but they played some weaker teams. Now, we played the Dodgers and the Padres, and last year the Marlins were good too. This year, not so much. They've lost a couple pitchers, but they spanked us today.
Yeah, they definitely spanked us in the first inning because Kyle Gibson gave up 2 3-run home runs.
Yeah, he just didn't have it. Now, he went 95 pitches against the Padres the other day and did great. I'm wondering if he pushed it a little too far.
That's definitely possible with his age. I believe he's about 35, 36.
Sounds right. We only had 3 hits today, too, so it wasn't just all pitching, but yeah. 3 hits and 2 errors. The first errors of the year. We went 9 games without an error. But then another couple things. We got Nootbaar. Played today at AAA. 1-for-3 with a hit. A walk. 2 runs scored. DH'd. Trying to get him ramped up. So he'll be coming up pretty soon. And again, Sonny Gray Tuesday. And no baseball activity for Carlson at all. He's not throwing or hitting. He is shut down. So that's going to be a while for Victor Scott. And the thing about that is Victor Scott's batting a whopping .083, which is the worst in the major leagues.
Yeah, obviously I was not expecting that because he was doing okay for the first couple games, and now he's kind of, I guess the pitchers have figured out what he's not good at.
Yeah, they've definitely figured out because even with his speed, you know, like Vince Coleman was not a good hitter, but he was able to get on base, but Scott's not. But he'll be sent down as soon as Carlson's up. Maybe with Nootbaar coming up, they could realistically put Nootbaar in center. They've done it before, but it's going to be interesting. Maybe spell him. Maybe he needs a day off. It's hard for a youngster, you know. But a couple stats for you. Batting average on the low side, we got Gorman with 200. Did hit two home runs today. That didn't mean anything, but hey, maybe he's seeing the ball better. Walker's batting 200. Burleson 179. Scott 083. Cold Smith, got that Cold Smith, 200. Not acceptable.
Well, for now he's cold, but hopefully he can boost it up a little bit to be Goldschmidt.
Yeah, we need that. On the good side, we got the catcher, Herrera, batting 316, which is really good, especially with Contreras, who was hit on the wrist with the ball and has not been catching. So hopefully this week he'll get back, because he was starting to hit some home runs. He was starting to get into the flow as well. Both the catchers are on pretty good pace.
Yeah, Herrera's doing very good right now. Got his first ever home run on opening day.
Wasn't opening day, was it? No.
Opening day for the Cardinals.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wynn's batting 308, a real surprise. Donovan's back to his old ways, batting 313. And Arenado batting 268. So he has picked it up.
Yeah, that's for sure. He was probably reading the comments online.
There's a lot of people taking shots at him for sure. In the majors, we're 18th in batting average, 229 as a team. And we're 17th in pitching, a 4.15 ERA. So, like I said, 5-5 is about where we belong. But that's last in the division. The division has started off on fire, but a lot of them have played some lower-level teams. We'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah. Well, Pittsburgh did play the Baltimore Orioles.
How'd that go?
They won today and Saturday.
So they won the series against the Orioles. Darn.
Yeah, Baltimore 5-4.
Okay. Yeah, but not a bad start. A lot of pressure at first with the Dodgers. They withstood that. Then they won the next two series. I think Philadelphia will be a good test for them as well. And we'll see where this thing goes. Any thoughts?
Yeah, Philadelphia, obviously, it's going to be tough. Bryce Harper, you know, is Bryce Harper. He's very good. Schwarber, he kills us every time we play him. And Realmuto is good, too.
Realmuto's real good. One of the best catchers, for sure.
And Castellanos is on their team.
Another Cardinal killer. Hates us. Old Red.
Hates us with a passion.
Yeah, for sure. But Sonny Gray would be interesting to see him this week, and then we'll get some more data. But for now, I'll give him a solid B on the year so far. I think it is what it is. Gibson's had one game good, one game bad. Lance Lynn, one game pretty good, one game pretty bad. We'll see. Matt's has been really good. We'll see if these guys can stay healthy. There's a lot of injuries around the majors, a lot of pitchers getting hurt, and there's a lot of talk out there about the pitch clock speeding up the deliveries and not giving their muscles time to contract and reset into the slot, and it's leading to injuries. So may we stay healthy and avoid those.
Yeah, obviously we want to see everyone healthy, but I don't know what they're going to do with the pitch clock. Maybe they get rid of it again. I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to be proven that that's really something or not. But definitely the Major League Baseball Players Association has lodged a complaint.
Yeah, they did yesterday. They want solid evidence, because there is not any that has been released yet to the public.
Saying it's helpful? Or?
They're saying that it's not helpful.
So who wants the evidence?
I believe the players want the evidence.
Not sure about that, but okay. We'll see what happens. I know they lodged a complaint, and I know that they're trying to meet with Major League Baseball to see if they can extend the clock. I don't know if we're talking 2 or 3 seconds or if we're talking no clock, but it's definitely going to be interesting, because these guys are the highest paid players. You know, these guys are big-time paychecks, and teams are losing their best pitchers. Like the Marlins, they lost their best pitcher, so they just started out, they lost their best pitcher. They have to think, there's no way we're going to win this year. The year is over. You're done.
Yeah, they lost two of their best pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, just losing one, I mean, you're done. Like, we lost Sonny Gray, we're like, all of a sudden, we're done.
Yeah, Braves are about a possibly lose Spencer Strider.
Yeah, another one for sure.
And Shane Beaver on the Guardians.
Yep. No, there's a bunch. The Yankees, Garrett Cole's battling some stuff. There's a few guys over there. There's a bunch of these teams.
Yeah, maybe. Well, the problem is that people wanted a pitch clock because they're so bored of watching the game. It take like 3 hours. So now with the pitch clock, it reduced that time.
No, I understand. Maybe they can try to get it some other way with less of a seventh inning stretch or less time between innings or something. But yeah, it's definitely going to be something that's going to be watched. But yeah, anything else on the Cardinals?
Gorman hit 2 home runs today. Thank goodness, because we were struggling.
Yeah, we're not hitting a lot of long balls, and there's teams that have scored 20 more runs than us already in the 10 games. Diamondbacks, Padres, these guys are like, it's 61 runs. We're at 41, so we're middle of the pack. But yeah, Gorman can really carry the team if he gets going. But it's you know, it's hard, and he's out there. They are playing him, putting Donovan in left. So I suspect when Newt comes back, Donovan will probably rotate into second base a little bit and give Gorman a break.
Yeah, I would say he would get a break because of his back injuries.
Then we got Carpenter's out on injury. We got the Middleton, the relief pitcher, which was going to be one of our studs out of the bullpen. We've not had him yet. So you get him back hopefully soon. Said he got a platelet shot this week. And then you get Sonny Gray back. That could give us a little bit more cushion. But, yeah, with Newt Barr coming back soon, that might put a little life in the team and give Gorman a day off. It looks like Crawford's not able to bat yet. He pretty much missed spring training. Carpenter's hurt. So we're juggling.
Yeah, we're juggling for sure, because I would say when Newt Barr comes back, I would say Victor Scott's going to get sent right back down.
I don't know. There's some people say that they'll put Newt Barr in center and keep Donovan in left for now and let Burleson rotate in and out a little bit and send Scott down. But I'm also hearing that they're going to keep Scott out there until Carlson comes back. They're going to let him play center and put Newt back in left and let Donovan roam around the infield like he used to.
Yeah, I don't know what the best idea is.
Could be that Newt Barr comes back, they keep Donovan rotating around, they let go of Crawford.
It's possible.
Because Donovan did play short sometimes.
Yeah, he did.
And Edmund, too, when he's back. So we'd have backups there. You know, Edmund's a little bit further away. Supposedly Edmund's taking some swings now, though.
Yeah, I did hear that, which is good to hear.
Yeah. So a lot of injuries for us. But knock on wood, it's not been like major injuries. We're able to bounce through it with some rotations.
Yeah, you would only hope for the best for the injured players to come back as healthy as they can.
Okay, anything else while we're here?
Shout out to Jake Berger from the Miami Marlins, St. Louis hometown grown Jake Berger, Missouri State University, hit 2 home runs playing at Busch Stadium for the first time in his professional career.
Yeah, it was cool. I didn't know he was. I've never heard of him before. Doesn't mean anything, but that was a good story for sure.
Yeah, it was a good story. His family was out there too to watch. I think it was awesome.
Yeah. Yep. There's humanity in baseball, and then I'll end it on this: as Wainwright played yesterday in St. Louis, he opened for the Zac Brown Band, I think it was called, and they said Schumacher went. Edmund went. Ollie was out there. Some of the broadcasters were out there. A lot of the players went to see Wainwright open up. So that's pretty cool. So there is a fraternity outside of baseball. Like, they're still friends with Skip and Mabry and all them guys that know Wainwright. They still look out for each other and talk. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I believe I saw that he's going to perform at Busch Stadium.
He might. He actually was on the broadcast today for a minute. And I would hope we went down and talked to the team, you know, and saw the guys, but I don't know.
I believe I saw pictures before the game. I believe he did.
Okay, good. But he's also got that Major League Baseball broadcasting thing going on. But yeah, that's all I got. Anything else on your end?
That is all on my end.
Fly, Cardinals, fly. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great week. Let's see what the eclipse does. Maybe it gives us some good Cardinal luck. And be safe with your families and enjoy the week. And we will talk to you next Sunday. Fly, Cardinals, fly.
Fly, Cardinals, fly. Bye-bye.